ask you about Jonathan Cyprian in a while. It seems like he is missing fewer tackles in the previous years. Do you see him playing better?
Yeah, you know what? He has. I mean, week in and week out, when we bring his name up, he has. It's been very consistent. And I think having him more at the line of scrimmage has helped. Not that he can't play in the back either. He does a good job there too, but it's just kept him in his comfort level. And I think he just really understands the scheme. I think that's the biggest part of it, is that he understands his responsibility, how he fits in, and knows where everybody else is going to be and allows him to play faster.
Are you feeling better about your running back situation as the week goes on?
I think it's that one we'll wait and see. With a guy like Chris Ivory, see where he's at. I feel better about T.J. Yeldon, Corey Grant. So we just still have to wait and see with Chris.
Is there still some intrigue with Corey Grant as to what all he can do for you guys, or is that kind of – fit a little bit?
No, as far as what he can do at running back?
Yeah.
No, I think for him, these last couple of weeks, the reps have really helped him because of protection. I don't think it was ever with his speed or, understanding the scheme. I think it was just being a guy that could be in there on all three downs, working that part of it.
With Linder missing two practices, how much confidence do you have in Chadley if he has to go?
Well, he's gotten some opportunities. So, he looks good out in practice. It's always, a good opportunity for him. No different than D-Rob last week. He gets a chance to play, does some really good things. It'll be the same thing with Chadley. He'll get an opportunity, and, if it works out that way, and he's prepared the whole week. So a little bit different than just getting thrown into the game without that week of preparation if that happens.
It's a little off subject, I guess, but I'm going to ask. The jersey exchange the guys do after the games? Or they give their jersey and take away. Does that interest you, bother you? Are you okay with it? Or
I really don't think much of it other than, I like to get the guys in the locker room as fast as possible. I know people are, talking. It's just sometimes it's uncomfortable for some. You win or lose and you're out there and shaking hands and that whole part of it. And, things are changing within the NFL like that. There's things taking place, and I think that, there's some things like that bother people more than others.
Having a lot of alumni come back this week, how important is it that the Jaguars kind of embrace that history and your guys?
I think it's huge. We always, anytime they come, we always welcome them to practice. We want them a part. I mean, we've asked them, we've had some in OTAs and minicamp. We've taken some with us when we coached the Senior Bowl. They've coached with us. So, and I know minicamp, we've had a couple. So I think it's important to invite them in. And they always know they're welcome with us. Anytime they get a chance to speak with our team or members of our team, I think it's a good thing.
Do you bring all, there's 60 of them. Are you going to bring all 60 in the locker room pregame?
Pregame? We haven't talked about that part.
Would you consider that? Having one at home in a year, you've got a 7-game losing streak. Let's try something different.
No, I don't think it's like anything like that. We just haven't thought about bringing them in before. I'm sure that's something that we can take a look at and see what's, I think just opening up. I know they have a function that I'm really looking forward to go to and see him and meet him on Saturday. So the part on Sunday I haven't thought about.
Cordarrelle Patterson, very good kick returner for them. Does he really, 9 yards deep, 8 yards deep, is he the most aggressive you'll face?
Yeah, I think we got to have great awareness. There's a big challenge with our return teams, or our coverage teams this week, both punt and kickoff because of the skill they have back there.
Were you happy with what you saw from Walters in his first time back returning punts?
Well, I mean, we know what we're going to get from him. He's going to be real consistent catching the ball. He's going to get north and south, and he's going to gain grass for us. And our objective is to get at least a first down, and we can count on him to, get close to that part of it.
One of the best special teams units out there?
Well, I think because the big challenges for us is the return teams, so our coverage units.
Both of them.
Yes, both of them. Both of them are very talented.